Hello, friends and partners. Thank you so much for joining me for today's message. Now, did you know that God is moved by our faith in Him? And through acting on it, we can start the process for our miracle. Well, today I'd like to talk to you about the part of faith that most Christians either forget about or they try to overlook altogether. Action behind your faith. In James 2:17, it says, and in the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. It seems that we have a lot of Christians that have forgotten some of the basic principles of believing in God. Now, they may have a firm foundation for their faith in the Lord as a Christian. However, they seem to lack the action involved to see their faith come through full circle. Well, this means that we have a lot of people believing that God is going to come through for them. However, they haven't completed the necessary steps for their prayer requests. Action. Now, we've seen this in other areas in the Bible where people are asking for forgiveness. However, they haven't forgiven others. And so they haven't done the complete steps for their forgiveness. And so they're asking the Lord to forgive them and to forgive their debts, but they haven't forgiven the person that owes a debt to them. And so it's as if they forgot all about that. And I'm wondering why they don't feel like they're forgiving and they're always being constantly reminded of their past actions for sinning. And it's brought before them all the time. And if that's happening to you, well, it could be one or two things. It could be the enemy just coming against you, or it also could be that you haven't forgiven somebody else, or you haven't forgiven their debt, but the Lord forgave you of yours and forgave you of your sin. And see, for us, faith is an action word. And the Bible is filled with examples of men and women of God expressing their faith through their actions. Now, there's Abraham, who by faith left his homeland. And he took his entire family to a land they didn't know by faith, believing God's promise. Now, that sounds like an easy thing, but in reality, it's not. Because there was no one else around that believed in God. There was like no other prophets at that point in time. There was, you know, no other real men and women of God at that time. It was one man, Abraham, hearing from the Lord. And I'm sure, possibly in the beginning, everyone's looking at him like, wow, this is really weird. His wife, you know, and his other family members. Even in my life, or any man or woman of God that's hearing from him and acting on it, well, people may make fun of you and may not believe you. But that's what faith is, believing in God's promises. Noah also built the ark by faith, believing even though no one had ever seen rain before. Now, they must have thought that Noah was a kook and he was the laugh of the city and the area. Who builds a big giant boat in the desert away from everything with no water? Especially if you've never seen rain before. They must have thought he was a kook, all right? But that's what it is. They're standing in faith, doing what God tells you to do. The Bible also tells us about a woman who was led by faith and her actions that would go down in biblical history as one of the most greatest examples of faith in action. In Mark 5:25-34, it says, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. And when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I can just touch his clothes, if I can just touch a piece of his clothing, the hem of his garment, if I can just touch this, I will be healed. And immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Now, at once, Jesus realized that the power of the Holy Spirit had gone out from him And he turned around and looked around the crowd and then asked, who touched my clothes? Who touched me? And his disciples said, well, you see the people crowded against you, and yet you ask, who touched me? But Jesus, he kept looking because he knew. He kept looking around to see who had done it. And then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembled with fear. And she told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Now, just imagine. Now, this was long before any kind of modern communication. So there was no phones. There was no internet. There was no Facebook. There was no radio. There was no television. There was nothing. This woman, she just heard rumors all around. She just kept on hearing stuff about Jesus. You know, when you're looking for your miracle, then you start searching out where you can grab it. Where can I get it? If you can't get it through your doctor, then you're going to look other places. And Jesus, he's the great physician. He is the best one to always come to when no one else can heal you. And so she didn't know him personally. She never saw Jesus. All she had was word of mouth of testimonials from neighbors, friends, and family about someone healing sick people. And this woman suffered for years and had depleted all of her resources. And when she heard the stories about a man called Jesus, a man who was healing people miraculously in her area, then by faith, see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. She heard the miracle. She heard about Jesus. And then by her faith started to get built up. And as it got built up, she thought, hey, I'm going to seek out this man named Jesus. And with only the word of mouth to guide her where she was determined that she could just touch the hem of his garment and she would finally be healed. Well, she ended up pressing her way to him, and her faith and actions, oh, hallelujah, they were rewarded with a healing, complete healing from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Now, how can anyone know if he or she has faith unless they act on that faith? There's no way to know. And I know because I know a man of God, a pastor, who like Abraham, heard from the Lord. He felt led by the Holy Spirit to leave his home, his ministry in Florida, and then started and start a new ministry in New York, where there he heard from the Lord that he was going to be teaching other pastors. Hallelujah. Well, this takes faith to get up and leave from Florida, you know, and you go to a brand new state and then, you know, start another ministry. Well, this takes faith to hear from the Lord as well and to act on it. Now, I'm sure he might have had someone in his life that may not have believed what he said, or, you know, may have doubted. And that's why we got to be careful when the Lord gives us something. The Lord shows us something that we don't always reveal it to everybody. We only reveal it to a select few in secret, close friends and family. So then that way, when there's people out there that will discourage you and turn you away from hearing what the Lord had to say, or they think that you're a kook because you heard from God. But that's the way it is. You got to step out in faith and believe in him. And just not that, but he also ended up leaving his friends and family just to start something new. So what he did is this pastor, he took a leap of faith and he acted on it. So the Lord told him, I will provide for you in all aspects, including sending you a godly person to encourage you for your long trip. Now, he ended up taking a bus. And halfway there, God provided him, just as he said, godly companionship. Then, when the man arrived, the man of God arrived in New York. And by the way, I'm doing justice to the story, he didn't have a lot of money, but he took a step of faith and God provided the entire way, the finances. So when he arrived to New York, true to his promise, God sent another man of God to direct him to go to Harlem. Now today, he's currently pastoring, teaching, and fulfilling his mission for God. Now this is a true story, just like the woman with the issue of blood. The only way for his faith to be made known was by his actions and believing God, acting and receiving his blessing. So it takes us to walk in faith and then put action behind that faith. If we don't, then all we do is have faith. All we do is we're talkers. That's it. You know, my father, bless his heart, you know, he was a great man of God. He was a deacon of a church, you know. He also led up some worship ministry and helped out with the sound booth and good friends with one of my good friends and pastors in Arizona. And so my father, he was a talker. He would talk about doing all this stuff, but he never would follow through with it all the way. He had lots of great ideas. And the Lord put on my heart, he says, Tim, you can't be like that. If you give your word and if you say you're going to do this, not that my father didn't give his word, but I want to follow through and not only have faith, not only have some great ideas, but I want those ideas to come into full life by walking it out through the word of God. So both the woman and the woman with the issue of blood and my friend, they both use their faith along with small steps of action for God to move in their lives. The Bible tells us without faith, it's impossible to please God. And God wants us to put our faith in action. And you just can't talk about faith only. You must live it out. You have to live out your life through these actions. And sometimes they're just baby steps. You don't have to take big ones. You know, just little small ones. Small ones. And the Lord will reveal to you what you're supposed to do. He'll tell you what small steps to take. Baby ones. Maybe he'll tell you to take big ones. Maybe he'll take medium ones. Whatever it is he tells you to do, as you start fulfilling what the Lord has told you, all of a sudden, your faith will be released as you're acting it out. And all of a sudden, God says, I'm going to complete this because there's faith and action behind what you're saying. So your miracle is within reach. And all you have to do is use the faith that God already gave you and put some small steps of action behind it and watch God move on your behalf. Let's pray. Father God, let today be the day. Let today be the day that we start making small steps of faith with action behind it, Lord. Lord, we pray that there's people going through something right now. If you're going through something, send us your prayer request and we'll come in agreement with you and stand in faith with you in Jesus' name. And then also we'll stand in the gap for you. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you right now that you are working on people's hearts right now to start stepping out in faith that today's the day that they're going to do it. Today's the day they're stepping out in faith. And Lord, that you are going to bless them abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What an awesome word. Thank you, Father, for that great word. Hallelujah. Well, I also said in here, you know, if you had any prayer requests, well, the Lord commissioned me to pray for the Lord's people. And just who are the Lord's people? Well, they're Christians across the world, and the Lord is not a respected person. So if you're a non-Christian, it doesn't matter who you are, atheist, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, it doesn't matter. Send in your prayer request. I will come in agreement with you according to Matthew 18 and 19. And it says there that if two of you come in agreement asking for anything, it will be done for you by our Father in heaven. It's also scriptural for us to pray for one another. It is. When we pray for one another, God starts moving. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 6:18, and it says, and pray in the spirit in all prayers and supplications, and always, I'm paraphrasing it, and always keep praying for the Lord's people. It's important for us to do that. So let's pray for our friends. Let's pray for our enemies. If you have any prayer requests for yourself, for your friends, for your family members, even your enemies, please send them in and watch God start moving in your life. I will come in agreement with you, along with my wife, Sarah. And we'll pray and we'll stand in agreement with you and believe that God's going to come through. And just not that, on Tuesday at 5 o'clock, we release a prophetic prayer for our friends and partners worldwide. There, we do like a corporate prayer. We pray over all the needs that come in throughout the entire week. And we don't say them all. No, not at all. But we come in agreement. And that's where I want you to come in agreement with me as we come in agreement together. It says that he will do it. The Heavenly Father will do it. So he gets glory in Jesus' name. And so we'll come in agreement and we'll see God start moving in your life. Also, there'll be some words of encouragement. There's going to be some words of knowledge for people. That healing's going to happen, restoration. And I see financial breakthroughs happening in Jesus' name. In that prophetic prayer, hallelujah. So come expecting to receive. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we hope to see you there. And thank you so much for joining us for today's message. If you're blessed by this, please let us know. Send in a testimony if God's done something special for you. And we just want to thank you for joining us today. Well, may the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name.